The year 1886 brings me on my virtual tour to Castle Fleming, again in Rathdowney Union. A delightful estate church, which in the diocese is almost uniquely small. It's almost like a charming, almost toy church from outside. And then one enters in and realizes that most unusually amongst the vast bulk of our buildings, and this is no criticism of the others, but most unusually, it kind of is the right size for the needs of a small rural congregation. Might not be quite the right size at the moment with social distancing, but in normal circumstances, it, as we think of those who worship there, it has this charming sense of being full with just a small number of people. And I often think in the Church of Ireland, we're sometimes dragged down into a sense of largely emptiness in our buildings, simply because of how history has bestowed their vastness upon us. And occasionally it's good to be reminded that there were only 13 people in the upper room, and that a suitable building can be very full with 13 or 15 or 20 people. And Castle Fleming always reminds me when I go there and I think of it, of that sense of fullness which can be achieved at the worship of small numbers. So let's not worry too much about numbers, but let's think of the number of the year, 1886. It was a very important year in Irish history because it was the year of the rejection of Gladstone's first Home Rule Bill. Gladstone had thought for a long time he could achieve his great goal of the pacification and reform of Ireland through land reform, through church reform, without actually resorting to home government. But he became convinced that he had to move in that direction. He became converted to home rule. He knew that it might well split his Liberal Party, and it was a precursor of what really a whole century and more later became known within the United Kingdom as the process of devolution. The idea that substantial and increasing numbers of powers of the Westminster Parliament could be devolved to a home government parliament in a another country of the Union. And so the idea was to set up a home rule parliament in Dublin for the whole of Ireland with significant local and probably increasing powers. However, it did split the Liberal Party. There were those who thought it was a bridge too far and in principle could not be countenanced in terms of the integrity of the Union. The bill was defeated on the second reading by 341 votes to 311. And it was a time every bit as contentious really in British politics as Brexit has been more recently. The great Liberal Party never really recovered from what had been attempted to be provided for here. And so it didn't happen. Gladstone tried again in 1892, and there was a further attempt to bring about Home Rule just before the First World War. None of them came to pass, and then events were surpassed by greater republicanism, separatism, the Easter Rising, reactions to that, a move towards independence and a break with Britain as opposed to a devolution settlement on a united Ireland basis within these islands. But I do love, although I know it's an idle pursuit, occasionally contemplating the what's if of history. And I think the first Home Rule Bill is one of the great what ifs. What would have been the evolution of events if the bill had been passed? Would we still have a united Ireland, perhaps dare one say within the Commonwealth? Would we have been spared many of the agonies of violence? What would an all-Ireland Parliament have looked like? If it had come to pass, what sort of representation in terms of parties and loyalties and policies would we have had from the Ulster representation in a united Ireland Parliament that would have evolved? Would the party system have been different north and south? Or, on the other hand, would the emergence of a Home Rule Parliament simply have caused frustration and actually accelerated the radical demand for greater change and separatism? It's one of the great what-ifs of history. But what's perhaps interesting for our purposes is the great Gladstonian rolling programme of pacifying Ireland, which began with his success of disestablishment, over time led to a failure with Home Rule, which split the party, was to end his career and leave the Liberal Party destroyed and British politics in some ways ruptured in a way the like of which we didn't see again until Brexit.